This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As demonstrations and protests, in some cases turning into riots, continue in many American cities following the death of George Floyd while in police custody just over a week ago, Floyd's family says it will be marching towards Houston City Hall today as those protests continue in that city as well. Mayor Sylvester Turner saying they expect thousands of people, and law enforcement officials have been called from all levels.
We're going to continue to lift up this family. The march is not a City of Houston event, but it is being organized by our local community activists.
A funeral for George Floyd, who hailed from Houston, is to be held in that city next week. Former VP Joe Biden could clinch the Democratic presidential nomination tonight if he racks up the big victories he's expected to get in primary elections in seven states as well as the District of Columbia today. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A Las Vegas police officer is said to be in grave condition after being shot last night during a protest-turned-riot in the streets of Las Vegas following the death of George Floyd. Meanwhile, in Missouri, four St. Louis police officers are being treated after they were shot overnight during a protest. The police chief saying those officers are expected to recover, but too many officers have been targeted throughout the protests in his city and elsewhere.
They were throwing fireworks on officers. The fireworks were exploding on officers. They had officers that had gas poured on them. And we're trying to figure out what is going on.
Pepper spray is now the top-selling item in the sports and outdoors category on Amazon.com. The online retailer is also seeing a surge in Black Lives Matter merchandise. It comes, of course, as the protests and riots continue across the nation, sparked by George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. Elton John is among those having to lay people off because of coronavirus. With his farewell Yellowbrook Road tour suspended now, Sir Elton has furloughed his band until he's able to begin rescheduling shows. The Daily Mail estimating the rocker has lost $75 million because of those canceled shows. So far, Elton John has lost 34 shows in the United States this year alone. And with uncertainty surrounding the virus in the U.S., they say it's possible the remaining 48 shows for the second half of the year could be lost as well. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the things that we're seeing across our country today is really representative, I say, of all our hearts right now. As certain things you can identify with immediately. Others, maybe you might even think that are so shocking and say, I could never do that. But the fact of the matter is that we are doing that. I mean, this is a product of our society right now. And as if that, you know, we think, oh, well, that's only happening on the streets of America. The fact of the matter is, if we want to be honest, it's probably happening in our homes. You know, similar conflict, maybe different reasons, but yet conflict and hardness of heart and the lack of peace in our own homes, much less in our neighborhoods. And as they are burning right now, our next guest says every family has hurts and the wounds that come from our relatives can be deeper than any others. Conflict in a family can range from daily frictions and annoyances to rage, hatred, and eventually estrangement. We all want things to be different, but we may have no idea to start. So you can see the similarity of where we are culturally and what is happening in our households today. Rob Reno joins us. It's good to have him back with us. He sees his most important ministry is loving his wife, Amy, and partnering with her to help their 7 children follow God. In 2011, Rob and Amy launched Visionary Family Ministries, whose mission is to build the church through a global reformation of family discipleship. Rob, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Boy, thanks for having me with you, Bill, during these difficult times.
It is most difficult. You know, COVID-19 brought us all home, and boy, there's been a lot of redemption. I've heard anecdotally a lot of great, stories, you know, turnaround stories happening in households. And I say, oh, that's, you know, that's very positive. I had to laugh because one woman wrote me, and she says, oh, my gosh, she says, I looked over on the other side of the couch, and there was this man sitting there, and I discovered, oh, my God, that's my husband. So maybe part of the estrangement has already taken place, but look, it's not what we want. I mean, it's not what we got married for, to have this, and certainly it's dysfunctional, but what are we going to do about it? And I say, look, we have to look up, because we're suffering from the very same thing that Jesus said we were suffering from, and that's hardness of heart. We want to have something different, but for the hardness of our heart, it gets in the way, and we're not realizing it, and we're just continuing, you know, the frustrating process, are we not?
Well, you're so right, and, you know, I think every person I know is so burdened about the brokenness in the culture and the conflict in the culture and the hatred and the murder and all these things. But at the same time, we've got those things in our own homes. I mean, the first murder happened in the first family,
right?
Two brothers.
Exactly.
And we've been killing each other ever since, and mm-hmm. people have been hating each other ever since. And sometimes I think we can be like, well, we've got to fix the world, and we're not even willing to begin at home with looking to reconcile a marriage or talk to an estranged brother or work something out with one of our children. If we're not, as God's people, beginning to seek peace and reconciliation at home, that's not going to then overflow into our communities.
Why would God tell us, you know, to love him and love others if it wasn't possible?
Well, it is possible because of his supernatural work in our hearts. It's not possible because of good intentions, and we just all need to be better people. Mm-hmm. We're seeing an overflow of, people talk about this till they're blue in the face, but our culture's abandonment of God, embracing mm-hmm. of atheism, embracing of evolution, necessarily leads to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
An evolutionary worldview automatically leads to racism. An evolutionary worldview automatically leads to survival of the fittest. And whoever establishes themselves as the fittest will rule for that period of time. So until there is for me right now, we've got a fork in the road. Either there is a tremendous revival and repentance coming. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or these are the factors God is bringing together to bring the world to an end and his glorious return.
Well, I got to tell you, my vision is in agreement with yours. I wrote on this topic several weeks ago. I said, we're at a true crossroads here. And what we have to consider is that in history, there's always a moment and time. And yes, we have an amalgamation of moments, but sometimes there's that critical moment. And I believe that may be where we are right now, Rob, is we're at that critical moment where the choice really matters. Up to now, moments come, choice, it's a discovery process and that sort of thing. But it's almost like as if we've had enough discovery to the very point that you just illustrated. And that is, are we going to serve God? Are we going to serve man? We're going to do what God has called us to do? Or are we still going to see things according to our own eyes, which is on full display, the fruit thereof, on our televisions every night for the last week?
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Apart from God, might makes right. And that's the history of the world.
Right.
The history of the world is the transfer of power and control and domination. You see, people... part of the angst that I have, as you see so much hatred for America right now and so much hatred for the West, the Christian West right now, is a total lack of historical understanding that you take the arrest of the officer that murdered George Floyd and the charges that are being brought against him. People have no clue how rare in the history of the world, how rare it is for a person in authority to be under the law, to even be arrested, to have any sort of consequences. That is the history of the world is that the people in power call the shots and they are not held accountable anyway.
Exactly. So, yeah, to your exact point, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want people to really apprehend this, because this is right to the point, Rob, because in the absence of a constitutional government and to do the things that Antifa and Black Lives Matter would want us to do goes back to exactly what you're saying, where, might makes right.
Yeah, that's right. And people don't understand that even the fact that this officer's been arrested and charged and I believe will be convicted, and rightly so, and I believe the others around him need to be charged with the proper crimes as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of that justice is built on the Christian base that our nation was founded on. And what we're seeing is as the Christian base is removed, so are all of the things that were built on it.
Exactly.
If you remove the Christian base, you remove any sense of justice. If you remove the Christian base, you remove any sense of lawfulness. And these are some of the huge issues that even Christians are becoming confused about right now, and it disturbs me tremendously.
Well, and Christians of all people are going to be the ones, just as in Jesus' time, the ones that are going to discern what's happening and why we need to focus our opposition in the right direction and our appeals in the right direction to God himself. And I think it's quite interesting, and I've said this several times, even leading into last week, that we knew Sunday was going to be Pentecost Sunday, and we know the power of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit in the first book of Genesis. It was the Spirit of God that, that covered the chaos. And I believe the Spirit of God, I believe this to be the case, Rob. The Spirit of God is over the chaos right now. And look at God's will be done. And like you said, we're either on the verge of an incredible revival or destruction.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Keeping the
spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And after 25 years of ministering to families, Rob Reno, our current guest, believes reconciliation is at the heart of the gospel, reconciliation with God and one another, including our families. You'll come away from this book, his brand new book, Healing Family Relationships, A Guide to Peace and Reconciliation. You'll have specific steps to pursue peace and healing. And Rob, I think right now, in light of all the options, and there's lots of options flying around right now, as I said, we're at a time, I believe, we're at a critical crossroads where this moment is significant and the choices that we make. It is easy to get overwhelmed and see what's happening in the streets across America, and you go, God, what am I supposed to do? And I believe that you, in the first segment, brought out the first part of the prescription, and that is, as much as it would count on me, you know, let me be, you know, if there's to be a revival, why not let the revival start with one? Why not be me to be that revival, to start it, right?
Well, amen. And I think that when it comes to reconciliation, both in our homes and in our culture, there is a sense for a lot of people that a good intention is enough. In other words, I feel bad about what I'm seeing. I mean well. I want things to be different, whether that be in my marriage or in my neighborhood. And it just sort of stops there with, I feel bad and I mean well and I hope things get better. But that's not the way reconciliation works. You'll even hear people use this phrase, time heals all wounds. That's just not true. Mm-hmm. You get a big wound, yes. Somebody gives you a big chop on the arm, and you say, well, I'll just give that time. Well, you're going to bleed out, or you're going to get infected or gangrene or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, what is true is that God can heal all wounds over time. That is a true statement. And so it's a matter of us making some intentional choices. And here, thinking about our family relationships, making some intentional choices. First of all, to humble ourselves before God. You know, one of the things that Jesus talks about is, you know, before you focus on the speck in your brother's eye, you know, you think about the log in your own eye.
Right.
Because when it comes, if my wife and I are having an argument or having a fight, I mean, boy, I see her faults in that fight very, very clearly. I can tell you everything that she
did. Oh, shoot, I thought I was the only one that did that.
You know, her tone of voice and her attitude and her this and her that. And in the reality, Jesus, that illustration Jesus gives, it's pretty tough. He says, you know what, it's possible that this conflict you're having with your brother is actually more your fault than their fault.
Exactly.
Now, Jesus isn't saying you need to figure out whose fault it is more. Jesus is saying, hey, before you focus on what other people are doing to be in broken relationship with you, first, be intentional, ask the Lord to show you what you've done to hurt that relationship with your brother, with your daughter, with your spouse, and repent to the Lord and repent to them first.
Yeah, maybe that's, I think, what is missing here is that we want to rush into resolving the relationship instead of realizing when these things happen that either we're out of relationship or potentially will be out of relationship with God first. And so what you're saying is that we need to go to God first to get some understanding and clarity, whether it's our issue, you know, and how to proceed, because God will give us, you know, the marching orders and open our eyes of our understanding to appreciate again that we're not fighting against flesh and blood. It's the evil forces that want everything to do to try to show us that God's a liar.
That's right. You know, and all of us have experienced such deep hurts in our families. I mean, every single family is messed up, experiences brokenness and pain. You know, the greatest trauma I experienced in family relationships was growing up. My parents got divorced when I was 15, and the big driver for their divorce was my dad's infidelity. My dad traveled for work. Turns out he had mistresses in different cities where he would travel, and he was unrepentant. He even told my mom, he's like, my plan is to keep my mistresses and stay married to you. That's what I want to do. And my mom was not cool with that. And so my dad's bad behavior and the breakup of our family was so traumatic for me. It took God many years of bringing me to a place of forgiveness with my father. And I remember I had some well-meaning friends at the time of this. I was going through all this. They're like, well, you just need to forgive him for what he's done. And I guess that's good. The biblical advice sounds pretty Sunday school-y to me.
Right? Yeah, right.
But it felt like what they were saying, and nobody said it, everybody meant well, but what it felt like what they were saying is, Rob, you've got this hatred, anger, bitterness in your heart toward your dad. Those are just little light switches, do you see, in your heart. You just go down in your heart, wherever that is, and you turn off those switches, and you give them to Jesus, you mm-hmm. see, and you just move on. And I think that a lot of the, I don't know, some of the teaching on forgiveness in the church is so superficial and so pat answery.
Exactly.
We really, healing is not... If I could wake up in the morning and turn off my hatred and anger, don't you think I would do it?
Yeah.
If there was a little switch. But it doesn't work like that. And in God's Word, He gives us realistic, not pat answery, but intentional things that we can do, not only to free our hearts from anger and bitterness through God's strength and grace, but also to genuinely seek reconciliation in these broken relationships.
You know, for me, when I hear prescriptive responses like that, Rob, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It really, it drives me nuts because having experienced God in various moments, you know, like what you suggested, I mean, we've all had, you know, family hurts and pains, other hurts and pains, and it's not prescriptive. I mean, every one of those issues and getting through it with God, it was different. And it drives me nuts how people, like you say, that, you know, sound so Sunday schoolish like and, you know, offer their advice when, you know, what it tells me is that they themselves maybe have not gone through that battle. Because if you have, it renews and extends your capacity to appreciate, you know, the power of God in our lives.
Right. One of the difficult things when it comes to family reconciliation is that there isn't any guarantee that your broken relationship with a family member will be reconciled.
Right.
And the Bible says to live at peace with everyone as far as it depends on you. And so you can be seeking peace and reconciliation with a family member, but they may not be seeking peace and reconciliation with you.
Exactly.
And it's, but even though an earthly relationship may not heal, God can give us freedom from hatred, anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. And that is God's call and instruction and will for every believer. Even if you've got a family member that you need to set up boundaries with, even if you've got a family member that you need to distance yourself from, God does want to free your heart from anger, bitterness, hatred, and resentment. Because then another person's bad behavior is now a ball and chain around your life.
Exactly.
And their toxic behavior is poisoning your life. And God, there is a pathway biblically and some steps, not prescriptive magic formulas, like you say,
mm-hmm.
but action steps beyond good intentions that God can take us through, phases of healing where He can drain our hearts of that hatred.
Well, this is why God sent Jesus, for us to be free and to live in liberty. And you cannot, if you're dragging, you know, past hurts and unforgiveness along the way, you are going to be less than optimum, which otherwise, you know, it's like, why did God bother to send His Son to go to the cross and suffer like He did and for us to reject liberty?
Amen.
You know, for the sake of our own personal egos or whatever, you know, it's like, what a waste. Again, you know, the moment and time and choices is here now. And, you know, it's up to us individually, as you said very clearly. And I agree with you as much as it would count on us, right?
Amen. You nailed it.
And actually, you did. I mean, your book, Healing Family Relationships, A Guide to Peace and Reconciliation. Rob, boy, there's so much more to this book that is not, it's not a lot of pages, but it's profound in what it is that you share with us. And thank you for doing that. How can people get their hands on Healing Family Relationships?
sure. They can find it wherever they buy their books. It'll be released on here in the middle of June. And you can find it on Amazon, anywhere else, Healing Family Relationships, or, of course, at our website at visionaryfam.com. That's visionaryfam, short for family.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As demonstrations and protests, in some cases turning into riots, continue in many American cities following the death of George Floyd while in police custody just over a week ago, Floyd's family says it will be marching towards Houston City Hall today as those protests continue in that city as well. Mayor Sylvester Turner saying they expect thousands of people, and law enforcement officials have been called from all levels.
We're going to continue to lift up this family. The march is not a City of Houston event, but it is being organized by our local community activists.
A funeral for George Floyd, who hailed from Houston, is to be held in that city next week. Former VP Joe Biden could clinch the Democratic presidential nomination tonight if he racks up the big victories he's expected to get in primary elections in seven states, as well as the District of Columbia today. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Jenny Den Brandt is back with us. Gosh, it's been a year or so, Jenny, since we last talked, and you know, I'm looking forward to talking about your new book, Unleash Your God-Given Healing, 8 Steps to Prevent and Survive Cancer, and you're the one to write that book because of the journey that you've gone through.
It's been quite a journey, Bill.
Yes, exactly. Well, welcome back. Good to be talking to you again, and thank you for reaching out, because I appreciate it. You know, I said last year, actually it was a couple of years ago, right?
It was when in 2016 at NRB.
Wow, exactly. Wow. Well, too much time has passed, but a lot has been going on in your life. Give us an update. What's been happening?
Well, when you interviewed me in 2016, I was in the middle of chemotherapy, actually, mm-hmm. and I had on a wig, and you may not have known that, mm-hmm. but I was diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago. It was an aggressive and deadly breast cancer, and it was 4 months after my mom had been diagnosed with a different kind of breast cancer, mm-hmm. and so I was already grieving her death, and then I get the news on top of that.
Oh, wow.
So it was yeah. quite a journey, quite a shock. But it set me on a quest to discover why I got such an aggressive and deadly cancer when I was a health nut, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then because all the big weapons had to be brought out, I wanted to know what I could do to help my doctor beat my cancer and get back to a normal life.
Exactly. Well, I know when I experienced my bout with cancer, I was in search, as you were, for the root cause. You know, I wanted to figure out, okay, what was causing this so that, you know, if it was God's will that I would overcome this, but that I would truly overcome it and realize what the source was so that I wouldn't repeat the cycle, right?
Amen. And a lot of people are not doing that. They're just trying to fix the situation and then going on like nothing happened. And I was looking for root causes, and it took me 2 years to find it because there are risk factors for the cancer I got. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have one of them. The doctors are going over it with me, and they go, you don't have any of these. So they did extensive genetic testing, and I didn't have that.
Yes.
And so at that point, they stopped because they didn't know what else to do. And I'm like, no, I'm not stopping. No stone will be unturned until I figure out what caused this so that it doesn't come back.
Exactly. Well, and as you realized, which I did as well going into this, I'm so grateful to God to see, you know, the things that God miraculously does, how he's designed our bodies, you know, to heal itself. And so I had, in my own thinking, Jenny, I don't know if you thought the same thing, is that I thought maybe I was out of sync, you know, with God's design for my body. I was evidently, you know, I had concluded that I was violating my body somewhere, either by things I was eating, and I'm, you know, you talk about being a health nut. I've been involved with alternative medicine most of my life, and in fact, one of my dear friends and main clients that I deal with, is this is what he does. He produces, you know, health products and that to, you know, help us, you know, deal with the existing exposure, because that was my question to him all the time. I say, Doc, what's going on here? Why is it that we're dealing with cancer more than ever before? What is going on? And his conclusion was the food table had been compromised. But I think it's much more than that. Maybe that's only part of it.
It is, but I found out that, yes, what he's saying is our food is compromised. I told my pastor when he called, he said, what are you learning? And I said, our food is tainted.
Right.
And what's interesting is I found out that hormone-disrupting chemicals called xenoestrogens were coming into my body through food, through water, and through what I put on my skin.
Mm-hmm.
And when 2 years after I got cancer, I asked that my body be tested further.
Mm-hmm.
Found out I had 15 levels of high endocrine-disrupting chemicals in my body. Now, I'm not saying everyone has that, but I certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
And so plus I had all the chemotherapy on top of that, so I was like a toxic dump.
Oh, wow.
So I had to completely rebuild and clean out my body because I'm like you, Bill. I didn't want this coming back.
Exactly. How long did it take you to go through the process? For me, I had to deal with not only two major surgeries dealing with prostate cancer, but then it was 56 sessions of radiation. And it was a journey just to, you know, have this sense of well-being in my body again. But even still, I still deal with some metabolism issues that I'm, you know, still seeking God on and trying to figure out, okay, what is going on here right now? Because I believe, like you, is that our body, when it's operating at optimum, it manages itself. So we have to get in sync metabolically with what's going on with our bodies so that we're in alignment with God's purpose for our temples, and that, you know, whatever attacks it, you know, like you say, these external attacks that are part of our food system, you know, we can pray over our food and God that it would do no harm, and which I do. And then, but still, it is so pervasive, as you say. It's in the water we drink. It's in foods we eat. It's in the environment. I mean, and now guess what? We've got 5G coming on the scene, and there's all kinds of, you know, consideration for us to be aware of that, you know, that technological power that is going to be operating, you know, throughout, throughout the planet. And what kind of effect is that going to have?
A lot. I do have a chapter in my book about what I learned about EMFs in general. And one of the things I learned, besides 5G, which is 40 times more powerful than 4G, and how that might affect our health. But when you go to sleep at night, you need to turn off your Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Because during the day, your body's made to move and be awake. But at night, when that Wi-Fi is going off, it can interfere with your melatonin production, which is your major cancer and disease fighter.
Wow.
So we've got to be careful how we use technology. It's better to hardwire that computer. I don't talk to someone on my cell phone and hold it right next to my
I've seen
the pictures of how it inflames the brain in a 10 to 15 minute conversation, especially on the head of a child where the tissue is softer.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I have learned so much. I don't feel like I'm the same person. We don't live the same way. And, you know, there's always going to be toxins around us still. There's, you know, we live in the most toxic age that there's ever been since the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
But we can lessen the toxins because our body can handle a certain amount. God made it with filtering systems, including our skin.
Mm-hmm.
We sweat. And so what we're trying to do is lower our toxic load. There's no perfection here. No one can be perfect in this world.
Right.
But if we lower our toxic load, then the burden is off of our immune system, and it can work as God intended. And that's what I had to do. I significantly got those chemicals. They're all in the lower level. We're all going to have these chemicals in our body.
Mm-hmm.
But mine are not in the red zone anymore.
Yes, right.
And so that way my bucket's not full and my immune system, since, okay, you asked me how long my journey was, 6 years of treatment.
Wow.
I had five surgeries, chemotherapy for an entire year, and immunotherapy, and then 5 years of a drug by mouth that blocks the estrogen that was driving the cancer in my system to prevent the cancer from coming back. So I am just now getting to the end of my journey. But 6 weeks after chemotherapy, my doctors called me the rock star cancer patient because all my blood work, instead of plummeting and my immune system being wrecked, my blood work within 6 weeks was all back within normal limits. Well, I didn't realize what an accomplishment that was until my doctor sat down and said, "You don't understand. This takes 2 to 5 years."
Wow.
With what you were given, that shows you that the lifestyle changes I implemented. Exercise was key. I was exercising before and after my 8 hour long chemotherapy.
You're running a 10K in the middle of all this, lady. Are you kidding me? I'm reading about this. I go, what? You know, I can tell you, when I was going through my radiation, I was looking to take a nap. I wasn't looking to run a 10K.
Well, I was doing it, and it made a difference in my health and my immune system because those DMT cells go up when you're exercising.
Yeah.
So while the chemo is pushing my immune system down because it has to kill the cancer, I'm bumping it back up.
Yep, exactly. We got to go to break. We got more from Jenny after this. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793. Package start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, with cancer becoming so prevalent in our society today, you really want to pay attention to what Jenny Dent Brandt is sharing with us, Unleashing Your God-Given Healing, 8 Steps to Prevent and Survive Cancer. Our immune system, she says, were designed by God with an innate ability to heal. And for those of us who have gone through that and bear witness to that statement, we say hallelujah, and such is the truth. She's a speaker and writer who grew up in the halls of power of Washington, D.C., the daughter of the late Harry S. Dent, served as a counselor, educator, wellness advocate, and adjunct professor. She's been there, done it, bought the T-shirt, and still is exercising. And you said you just got some great news about bone density, right?
I did. The chemotherapy and all of the hormone therapy that I've been given over the last 5 years kills your bone density. That's mm-hmm. side effects. But instead of taking the medications with their side effects, I did it through exercise, and yesterday got the results saying that I had actually increased my bone density in my spine over a point. Mm-hmm. And I'm now not in the osteopenia range when I was approaching the osteoporosis range.
Exactly.
So well. I am just mm-hmm. praising God that He made our body. You know, you can still build those osteoclasts and build that bone density at almost 65 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, the former lieutenant governor of New York, who is, it's been a while since she's been back on with us, but she used to always say repeatedly that we are our best advocates. And when, especially when you're dealing with cancer, you've got so much stuff coming at you. I mean, here you are, your body's been bombarded by chemicals, which is part of the root cause, possibly, of the cancer that you've gone through. And now, okay, here comes another batch of chemicals coming at you, but now they're prescribed by doctors. And you pray for wisdom that, that, you know, as President Trump recently said, that the cure is not worse, you know, than the disease itself, right?
Right, and sometimes the cure is worse than some people. But what I learned is that there are things you can do while your doctor's giving you chemotherapy to beat, you know, that immune system back up so that it doesn't just plummet where your body just can't handle it and you go into sepsis, you know.
So what did you do?
Exercise, hydration, eating foods that actually build the immune system and build my gut while I'm going through chemotherapy.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there's so much that doctors have told us and that I've read about is that, you know, there's so much of our foundation is happening in the gut that what is expressed externally, you know, resides in our gut. I mean, we've got all kinds of, you know, bad players inside. If they're not addressed, they're just running amok. And, you know, our internal systems are all gummed up, right?
Right, and if your gut is healthy, then your immune system is going to be firing as God intended. It's like firing on all the pistons are going to be firing.
Exactly.
Because everything comes from the gut. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. You know, the gut and the toxins and the things I learned, there were five things I already knew of the steps in my book, and I had to beef them up more. But there were three things I absolutely flunked and didn't know. And so I say I was a health nut. I look back. I wasn't health nutty enough. I had far more to learn, but praise be to God that He created all these things in nature for our healing. And when you look at the chemical plant profile, which I never looked at until I got cancer, and realized that God made fruits and vegetables and herbs and these plants to help our DNA to be healthy.
Right.
And it complements our DNA. And what do Americans eat the least of? The fruits and the vegetables.
Right, exactly. What were the three things that that you had to be enlightened on, Jenny?
Well, it was the gut. I didn't understand about the health of a gut, and I found out in time to protect it and rebuild it after chemotherapy. The power of emotions, Bill. I had been through a 15-year journey, 10 years with my dad if he died from Alzheimer's disease, and my sister and I and mom served as caregivers. That was very, very painful.
That is.
Then my mom's journey with cancer and both my in-laws, and I didn't have barely a break in between. And it was grief because I loved them all. They all went to heaven.
Right.
They were all wonderful people. But to see what they went through kept me in a cycle of grief. Grief is one thing for a year.
Wow.
For 15 years without a break.
You didn't get any relief in 15 years. You're just going grief to grief.
Right. Then it derails your immune system. Your emotions have a powerful effect on your immune system. Positive emotions, as the Bible tells us, lifts up our immune system and enhances it. Negative emotions that go on and on and on and on and on and harboring anger. I didn't have problems with that. My parents were good about teaching me not to hold anger, but it was the grief that got to me.
Well, God bless your dad for teaching you that, because he was in the midst of all that emotional stuff in D.C. with all that he was dealing with as a political strategist. Lord have mercy.
It's a lot worse today. That's all.
Yeah, without a doubt, you're probably.
God bless those people that are trying to make a difference. This is a hard time.
Exactly. Well, and we're talking about step five, which is managing stress in your book that you address, Unleash Your God-Given Healing. Okay, so you realize that stress, that was the funny thing, too, because the doctor would ask me, he goes, you know, do you have any stress in your life? And I said, not really. And he goes, well, tell me about your day. And at the time, I was running a radio station in Los Angeles, and you know, I had people that I was responsible for, and all this. And as I was, you know, just going through my day, he goes, "Stop!" He goes, "I go what?" He goes, "You're giving me a heart attack. What do you mean you don't have any stress?" You know, and when you're living it, it's like you don't, you know, you're getting through, you know. And again, it speaks to the miraculous power of our bodies and our minds that God has created for us. But, you know, it's just like, you know, and the doctor told me, he says, you know, you are the kind of guy that will die and it'll take you 3 years for the rest of your body to realize you're dead.
It's true. But like I say, I learned my lessons. I feel like I've earned a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Okay, so that was number one. What were the two others? that you had to learn?
Well, there was the gut. Hydration is
yes.
a key way.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes,
water. Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, even your lungs and your sinuses are lined with water in a form of mucus. And if something gets in there, your body is equipped to try to take care of it before it lodges in your body. But if you don't hydrate properly, all these chemical reactions don't go off in your body to help protect you.
Right.
So that was key. But the toxin, my toxic load out the wazoo. I was high in endocrine disrupting hormones and glyphosate and D24. My doctors laughed when they got the test results back. They said, "Did I serve in Vietnam?" I said, "No." They said, "Well, you've got higher levels of Agent Orange pesticide than some of our Vietnam vets."
Wow.
And I'm like, "Whoa, I've never been to Vietnam."
Yeah. Where were you picking that stuff up from?
Through water.
Just water.
Because it's sprayed on our crops today. Yeah. It gets into the water table.
Mm-hmm.
I now
mm-hmm.
filter my water. I was getting it through food and through things you put on your skin.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how these things that that we trust the manufacturers, we trust our government to be watching out for us and not allowing these manufacturers to put, you know, lethal agents into our body. And it just seems like it's just so irresponsibly casual.
I learned not to trust the government to protect my health. I have to be the advocate. And I want our listeners to know, I do have a cancer prevention blog. I've been blogging a lot about COVID lately and how you can use all these same things to help fight COVID and build your immune system. But if they will go to JennyBrandt.com, they can sign up for that cancer prevention blog.
Well, that's excellent. No, that's great because that's what this is all about, is that you get a network of people who are, you know, I often say that, you know, especially in cases like this, we can be blindfolded feeling different parts of the elephant. But that part that you're feeling is so important that needs to be shared because you don't know what a difference it could make to somebody else. It's that missing puzzle piece, you know, to your solution that you need, right?
Right, and I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. It was a nightmare I couldn't wake up from. 6 years long, and the first year and a half was just, I would wake up and say, "Honey, do I have cancer? Is this just a bad dream?" And he goes, "No, it's real, honey." And he helped me through it. He supported me.
Well, bless his heart.
Support is important.
Wow. I mean, and that's, and as you say, as you experienced in being a caretaker, you know, for your parents and in-laws like this, you know, that, to me, that it takes a really special individual to caretake for someone. I mean, this is not, it's not an easy job. I mean, and it's quite taxing.
It is quite taxing on the caregiver, the emotional. Yeah. I mean, he was concerned, is my wife going to make it, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, God used all of it, and I'm here to help other people, and that's my mission in life now.
Well, what a journey, Jenny. I mean, you're talking, what 20 years, really, with all that you went through, you know, the stress of being a caretaker, dealing with cancer yourself, and all that, and you've lived to write about it, and, you know, obviously you found a newfound purpose and in bringing others in a community together to say, look at, this is what we're going through. Again, I congratulate you on the book, on the blog, and bringing people together to address this issue because, hey, look at, this is a war on all of us. It's not a political war. It's just, it reminds us that we all have skin in this game. Called
yes,
life, right?
We're all at risk.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, again, congratulations, and remind everybody of the blog that they can check out.
Jenny, G-I-N-N-Y, Brandt, B as in boy, R-A-N-T.com.
Well, there it is. The book is available at all the usual places. We're going to be linking it on our website as well. And also, you can download and listen to this interview as a podcast, too, and share it with your friends. Jenny Dent Brandt, right here. Thank you, Jenny. God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you want to...